From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
VOI listener, welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz, and website voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Indonesian Police Chief and Armed Forces Commander press for making 2024 election peaceful. Additional Hajj quota of 20,000 granted by Saudi Arabia to Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Chief of Indonesian National Police or Polri Listio Sigit Prabowo and Indonesian Military Commander Admiral Yudo Margono urge people to realize peaceful implementation of the 2024 general election. During his working visit to Malang City, East Java on Saturday, General Listio Sigit Prabowo remarked that the declaration to make next year's election peaceful by several community groups is a form of agreement in a jointly securing the situation ahead of and during the election period. He explained that different opinions are part of democracy, but they must not threaten the unity of the Indonesian nation. The votes of Islamic boarding school students or santri in the 2024 general elections would matter in determining the direction of the Indonesian nation for the next 5 years. Indonesian Religious Affairs Minister Yakut Holil Koma stated in Surabaya, East Java on Saturday, the presidential election scheduled on February 14 of 2024 should be optimized by all santri to exercise their voting rights. Minister Komas noted all santri are entitled to the right to vote for their own preferred electoral candidates. The last national news comes from the additional Hajj quota of 20,000 granted by Saudi Arabia to Indonesia for 2024 will help shorten the long Hajj queues in the country. Indonesian Minister of Religious Affairs Yakut Holil Koumas has said in Jakarta on Saturday. According to the minister, the additional quota is indeed good news for Indonesia, but it also poses a challenge for the country since it will push the government to move faster to prepare for the 2024 Hajj pilgrimage. With the additional quota, Indonesia will allow 241,000 people to perform next year's pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia. Now we move to the international news. Israeli aircraft struck a compound beneath a mosque in the occupied West Bank early on Sunday that the military said was being used by militants to organize attacks. Meanwhile, Palestinian medics said at least one person was killed. The Israeli airstrike is at least the second in recent days to hit the West Bank, where violence has surged since Hamas gunmen from Gaza carried out a deadly October 7 attack in Israel. Israel said the compound beneath Al-Ansar Mosque in Jenin refugee camp belonged to operatives from Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad who were responsible for attacks in recent months. Arab leaders condemned Israel's two-week bombardment of Gaza on Saturday and demanded renewed efforts to reach a Middle East peace settlement to end a decade-long cycle of violence between Israelis and Palestinians. Speaking at a hastily convened gathering dubbed the Cairo Peace Summit, Jordan's King Abdullah denounced what he termed global silence about Israel attacks on the enclave and urged an even-handed approach to the Israeli-Palestinian dispute. Next, we have three-time Prime Minister of Pakistan Nawaz Sharif arrived back in Pakistan on Saturday after 4 years of self-imposed exile, primed to make a political comeback ahead of elections. The South Asian nation is facing overlapping security, economic, and political crises ahead of polls already pushed back to January 2024, with Sharif's primary opponent, the fiercely popular Imran Khan, languishing in jail. We end the news with China's Coast Guard, who said on Sunday it lawfully blocked Philippine vessels transporting illegal construction materials to a warship at a disputed shoal in the South China Sea. Over the past few months, China and the Philippines have had numerous run-ins in areas of the South China Sea, most notably the disputed Second Thomas Shoal, part of the Spratly Islands. The Philippines has been sending supplies to troop stations on the World War II era transport ship turned military outposts on the shoal, prompting the China Coast Guard to repeatedly deploy vessels to block the resupply mission. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Spotlight of the week is on Indonesia as OIC meeting to focus on 3 points to handle the Gaza situation. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi attended a ministerial-level meeting with the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, countries in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, Wednesday, October the 18th. In an official statement received in Jakarta Wednesday, Minister Retno Marsudi said there were 3 things discussed at the OIC meeting, including stopping violence, ensuring the smooth delivery of humanitarian aid, and addressing the roots of conflict. In her written presentation, Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi said that the first thing that must be done is the OIC must make every effort to urge a ceasefire, considering that the UN Security Council is unable to carry out its functions. So, to get international support, the OIC must urge the UN General Assembly to hold an emergency session. Second, the OIC must ensure the smooth and safe delivery of humanitarian aid to Gaza. As is known, Palestinians are experiencing difficulties due to the blockade of access to electricity, water, and fuel. Apart from that, Indonesia said the OIC must urge all relevant parties to create a humanitarian corridor in Gaza and respect international humanitarian law, reject all forms of expulsion of residents in Gaza, and address the roots of the conflict between Israeli and Hamas fighters. During the OIC meeting, Indonesia also reminded again that the Islamic Cooperation Organization was founded to liberate the Palestinian people, and now is the time for OIC to act decisively. Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi stated, Indonesia doesn't want to see the Gaza situation used by Israel and other countries to eliminate the Palestinian issue and the rights of the Palestinian people. That was Spotlight of the Week.
We start today in history with the event on October 22, 1950. Indonesian writers issued a manifesto. In 1950, Indonesian artists and writers issued a joint statement or a manifesto. The statement was issued by the Kelompok Gelanggang Seniman Merdeka, group of Free Artists Arena, whose founding was pioneered by Rifai Apin, Asrul Sani, and Hairil Anwar in 1946. Besides these authors, there are other authors such as Pramudia Anandatur, Mukhtar Lubis, and Sitor Situmorang, as well as several painters such as Heng Nehang and Basuki Resobowo. The translator of the group appeared in Siasat magazine on 22nd October 1950. Through their letter, the artists proclaimed their sovereignty in the field of art by stating that they were the heirs of world culture. Thus, they continued world culture in their own way without being dictated by anyone. We turn to the event on October 22, 1955. The Republic of Vietnam was proclaimed. South Vietnam was proclaimed the Republic of Vietnam based on a referendum on October 22, 1955. At the time, Ngo Dinh Diem's troop claimed to have won the vote in Saigon. He then succeeded in overthrowing Emperor Bao Dai and was forced to issue a final appeal for the country to be united under a democratic government. Not long after the proclamations, Ngo Dinh Diem was declared the first president of the Republic of Vietnam on October 26, 1955. We end today in history with the event on October 22, 2015. Indonesian National Santri Day was commemorated for the first time. On October 15, 2015, Indonesian President Joko Widodo declared October 22 as National Santri Day. President Joko Widodo was present at the first commemorations of the day at Merdeka Place, Jakarta. Santri itself is an Indonesian term for student of Islamic boarding schools called pesantren. The chosen date of October 22 was based on the issuance of the Jihad Revolutions by Kyai Haji Hashim Ash'ari, the highest leader of the Islamic organizations Nahdlatul Ulama, on October 22, 1945. Quoting from nu.or.id, the Jihad Resolution ignited the enthusiasm of all levels of people and leaders in East Java, especially in Surabaya, so that they firmly dared to reject the presence of the Allies, the act that had received permissions from the central government in Jakarta. That was today in history.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
VOA listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent their letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answer their letters or emails. First, I would like to reply to an email from Deba Kamal Hazarika in India. He was listening to the English program of Voice of Indonesia on October 20, 2023 through frequency 3325 kHz with SINPO 43343. In his email, he said that he listened to our segment Indonesian Wonder entitled Angguk Dance. He also said he found today's program more informative and knowledgeable. Presentation was excellent. So we thank you so much for your reception report and also compliment. Indonesian Wonder is our daily program indeed, which tells about Indonesian nature, cuisine, arts, and customs. I am glad that you can monitor our broadcast clearly. Once again, thank you so much for your attention, and as appreciation, I will play a beautiful song special for you. Enjoy!
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on government to build infrastructure for 4 sports branches. The Indonesian government will build the latest sports facilities and infrastructure for 4 sports branches. This development will be carried out by the Ministry of Public Works and Public Housing to meet the requests of athletes as well as to improve their abilities and achievements in their respective sports. The 4 facilities are 2 swimming arena at Semarang State University and Jakarta State University, 2 skateboard parks at Taman Mini Jakarta, some hockey fields in Depok, and 2 BMX sport fields in Jakarta and Banyuwangi. During the recent Asian Games in China, Minister Basuki met a number of athletes who filed complaints regarding training facilities, training programs, and coaches. The Minister of Public Works said his ministry coordinated with the Indonesian Olympic Committee and the Ministry of Youth and Sports in order to improve the athletes' abilities optimally. For this regard, it requires the latest infrastructure and facilities, including the formation of a sport executive board, especially related to the sports that are competed in the Olympics. Meanwhile, for the nearest multi-branch sports championship, namely the 2024 National Sports Week in Aceh and North Sumatra, the minister explained that renovation work was mostly carried out for match location in Aceh, while in North Sumatra, construction of a small stadium was being carried out, while for other arenas were built by local governments. That was my Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply to an email from Muhammad Akil Bashir in Pakistan. He said he's interested in following Voice of Indonesia on Facebook and have tried to access VOI official Facebook page. However, when he searched for it, he saw multiple links claiming to be associated with Voice of Indonesia. And he asked VOI to provide him with the direct link to Voice of Indonesia's official Facebook page. Well, Mr. Muhammad Akil Bashir, the official account of Facebook fan page of Voice of Indonesia is The Voice of Indonesia. Once again, The Voice of Indonesia. So don't forget to click like and keep following our updates on Facebook fan page. Well, Mr. Akil Bashir, to brighten up your day, why don't we enjoy this next song? Let's check this one out.
We don't need to run from reality. We just have to face it with ability. We don't need to ask for something more. Just do what we can, what we have before. We are the people, we are the world. Write down the future and make a change. We are the people, we are the world. Bright up the picture and make it dance. Just have to do it our best. Ooh. And we don't need to be perfectly right. Alright. Just spread them wide in their size. We are the people, we are the world. Write down the future and make a change. We are the people, we are the world. The picture and make it dance.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Listeners, Gunung Kidul beaches in the special region of Yogyakarta province never seem to run out of charm. One of which that must be visited when in Yogyakarta is Woh Kudu Beach, is in Girikarta village, Panggang sub-district, Gunung Kidul. The locations of Woh Kudu Beach is flanked by two hills, which will make visitors enjoy the beautiful scenery and want to linger or even spend the night on this beach. Woh Kudu Beach is one of the favorite beaches among tourists. Its location, which is quiet, remote, hidden behind hills and forests, doesn't make this beach lose its existence. It could be said that Woh Kudu Beach is still very natural because not many people know this place. It can be seen from the clean white sand of the beach, with almost no rubbish littering it. Apart from that, what is interesting about Woh Kudu Beach is that it is flanked by two large cliffs on either side, giving an exclusive impression to visitors. There is a spot before entering the beach area which is often used for camping. The waves in Woh Kudu are the same as other beaches in Gunung Kidul, quiet big but can still be used for playing in the water, as long as you are careful. If you like fishing, you can bring your equipment and use it around Woh Kudu Beach. The result can be used for dinner if you spend the night here. Meanwhile, if you just want to enjoy the scenery around the beach, the turquoise seawater contrasts with the wide stretches of white sand indeed presents an exotic natural view. Listeners, to get Woh Kudu Beach, you need to travel approximately 2 hours from Yogyakarta city center. There are several suggestions for traveling comfortably and safely to the beach. You would better bring your own supplies in case the nearby stalls are closed or don't provide the food you want. You should be in a healthy condition to enjoy the night weather and coastal winds here. Don't forget to bring a jacket, hat, sandals, and sunglasses, and also camera to capture the beauty of the beach. Listeners, if you are in a special area of Yogyakarta, take time to enjoy the beauty and spend the night on Woh Kudu Beach, where you will get a special holiday sensations. That was Indonesian Wonder today.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Before we end our segment, listeners mailbag, I will read a comment from Nagmochi Nowari in Algeria. He said that he has no luck in the VOI International Quiz. His name is not among the winners. Well, hello sir, I am really sorry to hear that, but you don't have to worry because there is still time. Next year, it is possible that we will hold a VOI International Quiz again. So keep listening to our broadcast and please do not forget to send your reception report. Well, listener, that's a wrap today's English program from Voice of Indonesia. So I'm Rahma signing out and bye for now.
Aku mengerti perjalanan hidup yang kini kau lalui.
Ku berharap meski berat kau tak merasa sendiri. Kau telah berjuang menaklukkan hari-harimu yang tak mudah. Biar ku menemanimu membasuh lelahmu. Izinkan ku lukis senja, mengukir namamu di sana. Mendengar kamu bercerita, menangis tertawa. Biar ku lukis malam, bawa kamu bintang-bintang. Untuk temanimu yang terluka, hingga kau bahagia. Aku di sini, walau lagi coba lagi jangan berhenti. Ku berharap meski berat kau tak merasa sendiri. Kau telah berjuang menaklukkan hari-harimu yang tak indah. Basuh lelahmu. Izinkan ku lukis senja, mengukir namamu di sana. Mendengar kamu bercerita, menangis tertawa. Biar ku tertawa. Biar ku lukis malam, bawa kamu bintang-bintang. Untuk temanimu yang terluka, hingga kau bahagia. Untuk temanimu yang terluka, hingga kau bahagia.
VOI listener, coming up next, we have two programs in a row called Miscellany and Music Corner. Enjoy!
Miscellany Today is on Brawijaya University students create tools to overcome pollution in Jakarta. Air pollution has become a serious problem in Jakarta, the capital of Indonesia. High levels of air pollution cause various health and environmental problems in the region. Hope comes from Brawijaya University students who have created an innovative tool to overcome air pollution in Jakarta. They come out with an air filter to reduce pollution levels by using renewable energy, which is sunlight. The tool is called Smart Technology on Pollution. One of the team members, Serlita Octavina Putri, said that Smart Technology on Pollution can clean the air from pollutants while producing renewable energy from solar panels. So this tool can also be a solution to the increasing energy crisis. This tool can detect air quality through sensors integrated into the device. When high levels of air pollution are detected, the device will automatically activate an efficient air purification system. The system will also activate filters and air technology to remove various dangerous particles, pollutants, and allergens so that good air quality improves. Because it also utilizes solar energy through solar panels, electricity can be created through the photovoltaic process. The electricity produced can later be used to operate smart technology on pollution, and the remaining energy will be stored in batteries for use when the sun is not available. So the tool can regulate air purification and energy management operation based on data from sensors and environmental conditions. It was miscellany.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Yeah. to be.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I'll be presenting a song from an Indonesian male singer, Ivan Seventeen, entitled 17. Rifian Fajarsyah, better known as Ivan Seventeen, was born in Yogyakarta, March 16, 1983. 17 is the title for Ivan Seventeen's solo album, with the first single, also entitled 17, and was released on October 17, 2023. The meaning of the number 17, or in English means 17, is very special in Ivan's musical career. For about 15 years, Ivan Seventeen has worked with the 17 group band, which in 2018 were hit by a tsunami disaster while performing at Tanjung Lesung Beach area, leaving Ivan as the only 17 member remaining. It wasn't easy for Ivan to start working again to continue the struggle of his friends who had died in the disaster. But Ivan still tries to always provide the best work for the Indonesian music industry. The song 17 tells the story of the time when someone at the age of 17 experiences the so-called first love, an expression of feelings that will always be remembered and cherished after 17 years. Well, listener, here is Ivan Seventeen with 17. Enjoy.
Kau masih jadi tokoh utama di setiap mimpi baik yang datang, mengusir mimpi buruk yang selalu saja menghampiri. Kau masih jadi sebuah misteri, mengapa ku sulit untuk lupakan. Sementara semua telah berlalu sekian windu, masih ku ingat parasmu dalam balutan putih abu. Namun kaulah penawar muramku. Aku telah cukup bahagia mendengar kisah tentangmu dari jauh. Biarkan waktu tak bergerak, terperangkap bersamamu di umur 17. Hidup kita kini berbeda, semesta bergerak bawa kita ke tempat di mana kau dan aku tidak ditakdirkan. Kita tak perlu berjumpa, banyak hati yang harus dijaga. Kau tetap penawar muramku. Aku telah cukup bahagia mendengar kisah tentangmu dari jauh.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Berlabuhku di pantai indah hatimu.
For listening to our English program through shortwave frequency 3325 and 4750 kHz, website voinews.id and RRI Digital mobile app. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram at @voi_official, or send an email to voi@voinews.id. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Official. That's a wrap today's English program from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.